USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A male suspect is dead following an active shooter incident in San Jose this morning. The Santa Clara Sheriff's Office receiving multiple reports of shots fired around 6:34 a.m. this morning at the light rail yard of the Valley Transportation Authority. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office saying,
"This is a tragic and ongoing investigation that we're doing it right now. So we ask for the privacy for the family members until we can get everything sorted and figured out from here."
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is appearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He was asked if he would ban the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President.
He was asked if he would ban the AR-15 rifle.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at all airports across the nation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
Longtime Virginia Senator and former Navy Secretary John Warner died of natural causes at the age of 94. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A tit-for-tat move in the Senate may result in a filibuster later this week.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate also honoring former Senator John Warner, who died at the age of 94. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling him a consummate pro and noted that Capitol flags have been lowered to half staff in Warner's honor. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Warner was a trusted mentor and friend to senators on both sides of the aisle. The Virginia Republican dying of natural causes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.